Good morning.
Love Talk Radio.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to the Treasure Room. I am your host, Aunt Lee. It gives me great pleasure to announce, to introduce to you Miss Ashley Johnson of Ashley's Fitness Center. You have seen Ashley on CBS Atlanta's Better Mornings show, showing the world in Ashley's Fitness Party workout. She has had her Zumba classes taped for national television and has been a guest on a national radio show with Ruben Ramis, live on the air at WTAL in Miami, Florida, and accessible to over 5,000 callers. Wow, go Ashley. Nationwide via the internet radio. She creatively combines her background with dance. Which includes ballet, modern hip hop, Latin, African, and jazz into her dance class, aerobic style classes, which include the original and vastly requested Ashley's Fitness Party. She is a high energy, spontaneous, uplifting instructor who is aware of and connected with all of her students. She is currently known for her fitness video on YouTube that has reached over 1 million views in the U.S. and in Spain, Germany, and other countries. Her Zumba to the Streets Ash Mob event gained massive attention, and she currently is hosting fitness events at several public schools. Very proud of Miss Ashley, and she's doing the damn thing in the Black community, not only the Black community, but for schools and health hospitals and nursing homes and things like that. And she's contributing to all of the little healthy habits that we all should be doing. So in one moment here, I'm going to be having Miss Ashley come on with us and join us and give us some of her meat and potatoes. Just bear with me one moment while we plug her in. So get your questions together and be ready for Miss Ashley when she comes into the room. So do I have the Miss Ashley online?
Yes, this is she.
Good morning, Ashley. Miss Ashley, and welcome to the Treasure Box. I am your host, Aunt Lee, and we just want to thank you. And we know that I wanted to let you know that I wanted to pay it forward for the many Blacks leaving a footprint in the sand of history. You know, this radio station is adding to our ancestors' steps to thrive as a people. So today, you are my third episode in the series, Birthing Black-Owned Business. So I'd like my caller to help me shout out and spotlight you today, Miss Ashley. You've got so many groovy things going on. I love it that you're a brilliant ball of fire, taking fitness to a groovy level with your meal plans and your fun exercise choreographed dance routine that surely work your muscles and your booty. And I want to thank you personally for working me so hard. So, Ms. Ashley, you're welcome. Thank you. Just let everyone know a little bit about you and, you know, your Zumba classes. You're reaching people, over 5,000 listeners nationwide. So tell us a little bit about yourself. You know, how did you... What sparked your dreams to start your business?
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you so much, Alicia, for having me on the show. I'm very excited to speak with you today and to share my story, so I appreciate that opportunity. You know, I've been doing this for 15 years, and I never initially saw myself in the fitness industry, because I feel like being in the fitness industry is something that you just happen upon. There's not a lot of people out there that decide when they're young that they're going to be a fitness instructor or a fitness trainer. Most right. people talk about being a doctor or being a lawyer or, you know, something like that. But a lot of people don't, there's not a lot of people out there that speak about being in the fitness industry. And I think when you get into the fitness industry, it's because it's a career of passion and heart and helping people. You have to be a servant. You have to be okay being a servant to other people when you're in the fitness industry. And I'm okay with that because what motivates me and what compels me to do what I do is the fact that I'm helping people lose weight, become healthy, feel happier. Just the fact that I can be a part of other people's happiness is a huge deal to me. So I'm very thankful that I'm blessed to be in the fitness industry. With that being said, how I got into the fitness industry was just kind of like a domino effect. I started dancing in tap and jazz and ballet and hip hop way back when I was around 5 years old. And then I kept it up through middle school. I was doing African dance, Zulu African dance, which is very intense and very full body work. Then from there in high school, I kept up with the tap and the jazz and the hip hop and ballet. However, in high school, my dance teacher decided that she saw something in me and took me under her wing. She said, you know, I see a lot of leadership capabilities in you, and if you like, I can teach you to do what I do, and you can help me teach my classes.
Wow.
And at the age of 16, that blew my mind, because honestly, I guess the fact that I would be teaching my own peers, you know, my own friends, and taking
That's
on a leadership responsibility at 16, that was mind blowing. But I remember that, and I'm going to try to keep this short. I don't want to drag out all your time, but yeah, but, I remember teaching my peers and cutting up with them and laughing and, you know, acting a little foolish during class, but I was up in the front of the class as the teacher, and my dance teacher pulled me to the side and said, "This is a opportunity for you to be a leader. I don't think you understand what that means." She said, "But I'm going to give you the choice right now. Do you want to be a leader or do you want to be a follower?"
Mm.
She said, "If you want to be a leader, I expect more from you. You cannot cut up with your friends and your peers. You're going to have to set yourself apart and make a decision. So this is the crossroads. So you make a decision right now. What do you want to do?" And I said, "Well, I want to be a leader."
Right.
And after that, I took it seriously. I realized that being a leader is much more than just having talent. You have to set an example. You have to be a role model. And once you make that choice, then I feel like if you want to do something in the fitness industry as a trainer or as an instructor, once you accept the fact that you are a leader and you are a role model, that's a big part of being in the training industry. And so what happened was, all through college, I taught dance classes at my school, at my college, and then I graduated. I happened to be in a gym that I worked in. A gym that I worked out in. And the fitness room was empty. So I was practicing some dance choreography, and the fitness director walked past the room, saw me dancing, and stopped in. I was like, "Oh, I'm sorry. You know, I thought it was okay. No one was in here." She said, No. "Keep doing what you're doing. You're a really great dancer, you know. We have some jazzercise classes. Would you like to teach?" And I was like, "Teach fitness?" I'm like, well, initially I said no. I don't know anything about fitness. It's very different from, you know, teaching dance. I don't think that that's for me. She said, "Well, how about this? I'll train you for 3 months. I'll help you get your certification. I'll help you study all that. If you pass the certification, then I'll let you teach here, and I'll train you to do what you need to do as an instructor. I was like, why is this woman so invested in me? You know, but God didn't, huh?
She was invested because she saw that potential.
Well, yeah, see, the thing is, I don't feel anything that big happens just by coincidence. And I feel like, you know, God will set your path out. Even if you have no idea what you're supposed to be doing in life, things will start to make sense. And so the rest is history. I told her yes. She trained me. She mentored me. She coached me on how to be a good fitness trainer, everything I needed to know. I studied. I passed my certification. That was back in 2006, 15 years ago. And now I have 5 fitness certifications in different specialties. So it went from that to going into full-blown fitness instructor mode. And so here I am. That's how it unraveled. That's how that happened.
And I'm so glad that it did, because we got you down. And girl, let me tell you.
Thank you.
I had a few of my muscles burning, and I questioned myself whether I could hang with the young people or not. But
you can. You have the energy.
I know I can, but I'm out of practice. So we'll just keep at that, like anything else that comes to perfection. You got to work at it.
That's okay. Yes.
Miss Ashley, we'd like to know, what are some of your goals for your company? Some of your future goals?
Yeah, you know, I started to lean more into the nonprofit side of things. I just recently got approved for my nonprofit, and I'm working towards my 501c3 right now. I'm actually a single parent. I have a daughter. She's 12. And after my divorce, being a single parent was a shock to the system. And I didn't realize how difficult it can be to not feel like you have enough resources out there to help you as a single parent. I realized when you become a single parent, you know, things can change drastically financially. There's a lot of single mothers out there, and probably even single fathers out there that wish that they had access to fitness training and healthy food and dance classes and weight loss consultation at a very low rate or free of charge. So once I went through my own struggle of being a single parent and understanding the challenges, I said, you know, because it can be so challenging being a single parent financially and time-wise, not feeling like you have enough time to get everything done, it would be really nice if there were more resources out there for people in that situation. And I can only serve in my own industry. I can only serve in my own expertise. So my motivation of starting my nonprofit was so that I could help other people in the community that might be in my same situation, you know, as a single parent who want resources that can be helpful so that they can fit them within their budget and their time, and also have childcare when they do it. So I came up with a company called Fitness and Health for Underserved Communities, and basically my company is geared towards single parents who need childcare while they take dance or fitness classes, or while they, come to forums or come to workshops regarding health and wellness, and also weight loss consultations and assistance. So I'm still in the building stages of that, but I plan to open, you know, my doors of my first location, you know, in the next couple of years, where people can come. They will receive childcare. They will receive health, wellness, and fitness services. And hopefully, eventually, I will also be able to provide transportation services to my facility for people who don't even have transportation. And that way they can come and it's a safe haven. It's somewhere that they can come and it's safe. It's empowering. It's a lot. It's going to provide a lot of things that underserved communities do not have access to that they desperately need. So that's my dream and my goal for the future of my company.
Okay, Ms. Ashley, I like that idea, and that's definitely looking into the future and paying it forward. I know quite a few elderly that like to exercise or want to just be socially out in the mix, but can't get there. And that's an excellent add to that business that should boost things. So I like that. For all you listeners out there,
you
need a little second job and you got a couple of trucks, you might want to work in business. Hey, give me a call. You might be able to use that talent.
Yeah. Exactly, and I will be able to provide jobs too, you know, once things get off the ground and start rolling, that will open up opportunities for people to be able to be employed by my company. And so, you know, big dreams take time. I'm already on the road to success. I would say something of this nature might take 2 to 3 years to get everything in order. And I'm okay with that because, you know, T.D. Jakes said once, if it's easily attainable, then your dream isn't big enough. And when he said that, I was like, you know what? That's very true. If you can get it too easy, then that means you're not dreaming big enough. And so I'm okay with this taking, you know, 2-3 years to get off the ground, as long as it gets off the ground. And once it does, it's going to be a dream come true for me, and I'm sure for other people in the community that can use these services.
I like the way you said that. I mean, that was very profound. I mean, I like T.D. Jakes. But it just goes to show when God drops a seed, and no matter who it is, T.D. Jakes or wherever, anywhere around the world, the attentive ear that's listening will grasp that seed, and it will water inside of you. So kudos to you, Ms. Ashley. Don't even worry about the time frame, because realistically, a minute to us is like a second to God. So take your time, build your company, and do it right the first time. I like that. I really like that.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Here's a question that someone asked. Do you have kids workout, children's programs? Well, you said you were going to incorporate, you know, the spot for the children. So will it be just like, say, daycare, or will it be like the kids in there working out also?
So the program for the kids, the child care program, they will be in there learning things in regards to health and wellness. I do aspire to add the fitness aspect of the kids program. And yes, that has crossed my mind. It would just be a matter of how to make that happen, you know, hiring people that can work with kids. Because, yes, I have worked with kids ages 3 all the way up to 17. And, the 3-year-olds are something else. you'll show them something and they'll do whatever their mind tells them to do. And it's funny and cute and entertaining. And I really love working with that age range. But anyways, the children's fitness part of it is definitely going to come down the line, even if it's just stretching or yoga. But the part that I already have in the plan is the health and wellness aspect, where they will learn about healthy food, how to eat healthy, what mental health, emotional health.
That was Ashley.
That's definitely going to be a big part of the kids' program.
Oh, good, 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 good. Well, Miss Ash, we have a few more minutes. We have enough time here, so let's move on. I've got some questions coming in, so I'm looking at two different screens. I'm listening to you and looking at some of the questions. What is some of the advice that you can give our listeners as an easy workout to, say, older people who don't have the flexibility?
Oh, yeah. So I do. Some of my personal training clients are seniors. I do a lot of chair exercises with my seniors, mm-hmm. where mm-hmm. I would incorporate some standing exercises that are simple with the chair exercises. So let's say I did a circuit, and the circuit had four exercises. I would probably do one standing and three in the chair. There's a lot of different exercises, surprisingly, that you can do in a chair. You know, leg lifts, calf presses, arm lifts. You can do, you know, kicks and very easy squats where you kind of just lift your bottom off the chair and sit back down. And so I have incorporated a lot of chair exercises with my seniors. And what I probably should do is, you know, make a video and post it on YouTube of these exercises, because they keep them moving. You know, they're still burning calories. They're still working on their flexibility and not, you know, becoming too immobile, even as they become go into their senior years.
I think that that's excellent, Ashley, because I'm on that list. I'm having callers trying to get in to the room while we're talking, and
okay,
it's giving me a little bit of trouble here. The callers keep blocking. So what I'm doing is I'm going to try to get these questions from them until I can figure out why the call keeps dropping to get them on live. And it's probably because we're on talking. So I'm just going to keep going here. If you hear me fumbling in the background, that's because I'm trying to get these callers in so that they can ask you the questions. Let the world ask you the questions. You know?
Absolutely. Bring it on. I'd love to answer some questions.
What advice, if any, I'm not even sure if you just answered this because my attention was away a little bit, and I apologize for that. But what advice would you give a newcomer that is excited about wanting to be in the exercise fitness and they want to get going? What are some of the obstacles or challenges and even great pleasures that you found along the way?
Oh, yeah. First thing I would say is know yourself very well. What you have to do is really look at yourself, find out what are your strengths, what are your weaknesses, you know. Use those strengths and nurture those strengths, because your strengths are the area are the areas that you shine in, and that's what you should focus your fitness brand on, your strengths. I don't think anyone who's a jack of all trades does very well in any industry. Once you find what you're good at, focus on that and make that your brand, make that your expertise, and continue to nurture that strength. Knowing your weaknesses will help you know what areas that maybe you shouldn't put all of your focus in, because what it will do is drain time and energy where you could be putting that time and energy into nurturing your strengths so that you are known for that. For instance, if you're really good at dancing, you know, you should consider maybe dance aerobics as your fitness training. Even kickboxing is very choreographed, and dancers do really good at kickboxing as well. So let's say that you're good at choreography and rhythm, you know, you might want to consider aerobics or kickboxing because that's your strength, and then people will know you as the kickboxing you know, fitness queen or whatever you want to be known as. But I feel like newcomers should definitely nurture their strengths instead of trying to be good at everything. When you do that, then you can really carve out what your brand is. Secondly, I think anyone who's an expert in any industry should always be learning. You know, I'm constantly on YouTube looking at other fitness trainers, seeing what's trending, seeing what other people are doing. I'm constantly learning. I'm not too big or too, you know, I haven't been doing this so long that I don't feel like I can still learn. So I'm still a student.
I will
always be a student. Mm-hmm.
And that right there is a nugget, because when you get to that hierarchy position where you no longer feel there's room to learn anything, that's when your head blows up and, you know, everything starts going to pieces, because you don't have that same passion and drive to nurture your baby. Like with anything else, I wouldn't even want to go in a hospital and have a surgeon who hasn't opened the book in a minute to, you know, cut
me open.
You know what you're doing here,
Doc. Right. That's scary, right? And plus, that has a sense of arrogance to it, if you think about it. I think you should stay humble enough to always be a student, always be learning. So
Ms.
That would
Ashley,
be my advice.
That's great advice. I mean, great, great, great advice. Don't start
Thank
off
you.
With a know-it-all. Queen diva of the world can't be taught anything.
Right. Yes, ma'am. That's it. Stay humble.
So, Ms. Ashley, which specialty dance routine do you get excited about that's your favorite?
It's so funny because I don't know why, but I love teaching Latin dance probably more than anything. I love Latin music. I love salsa. I love merengue. You know, I love reggaeton. I love all of the different Latin styles so much. It just speaks to my soul. It's so, it's so fun. Yes. It's tribal. It's fun. It's exciting. You can't even help but to move. I mean, there's certain types of music that if you can stand still and listen to it, then I don't know, you know, what's going on, but there's some music that you just cannot stand still to. And Latin beats just really move me. So I would say teaching any type of Latin style is definitely my favorite, and hip hop is number two.
Right. Well, both of them, you're burning energy because you're moving. There is no stopping to the feet in hip-hop or in dancing. So needless to say, I could do it 20 years ago, but I can dance half a song doing the salsa. My legs and ankles and knees give out now.
That's okay. You know what? I feel like as long as you're moving, you're doing something, you're burning calories, you know, you're keeping your body young, younger than it would be if you weren't doing anything.
If you weren't doing it. That's exactly why I got to get back into it. Okay, Ms. Ash, let me try to get this caller on. I have a caller and they're trying to get in to ask some questions.
Okay.
So bear with me one moment.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Get some people in here to ask some hard questions.
Okay, bring it on.
Mine are okay, but, you know, like, let's see what the public has to say about exercising. Where'd she go? Let's see. Wow. This is all, like, I'm learning my craft, too. So, like you said, when you're on and your, here she is. Okay, well, hold on, Miss Ash.
Okay.
Hi there, Miss Tawanda.
At the tone,
are you online?
Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1.
Nope, I guess we didn't get her, Miss Ash.
Oh, that's okay. You know,
that was a voicemail. I'm surprised at that. I don't know how to get her. Yeah, let me try that. let me see. Let me make sure I'm doing it right here, dialing the right number, area code, and all of that, because I'm a little... 52. Yes, okay. Let's try that again. So, okay. Ms. Ashley, while we're waiting to get the caller back on, can you shout out your contact information for anybody who may want to hire you or book a class?
Oh, yes, absolutely. First of all, you can reach me on my website, which is www.ashleys, A-S-H-L-E-Y-S. fitnessparty.com. So that's ashleysfitnessparty.com. You can join the newsletter, my monthly newsletter that I send out for classes, events, webinars, workshops. Everything will come through the newsletter. Also, if you like to get text alerts, you can text Sazzy, that's S-A-Z-Z-Y, to 77948. If you text Sazzy to 77948, you'll be opted into all of my text alerts about dance classes and aerobics classes around the Atlanta area and virtually. Also, please follow me on Instagram at Ashley's Fitness Party, also Facebook at Ashley's Fitness Party. And if you want to email me with some direct questions, feel free to go to my website that I just mentioned and go to my contact page, and then you can click, you can email me directly from my contact page there.
Oh, this was many ways. I don't get this right here. So there's many ways to get you, Miss Ash, and I'm glad because a lot of people, some people work by the computer, some people work by the phone, and I missed that last part that you were saying there was a code. I meant to write that down as you were saying it, but I was trying to get this caller in.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's actually, the word is Sazzy. That's a S as in Sam, A-Z-Z-Y, Sazzy, which is my the word for my dance classes, which means sassy and jazzy. So I put it together, Sazzy. And if you text Sazzy to 77948, you will be automatically opted into all text alerts concerning classes, including dance and fitness classes.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, thanks for repeating that. I've got my caller back. I'm trying to get her in. I'm glad that she hasn't gone anywhere yet. So let me try this one more time to see if I can get her in. One second.
Okay.
What is it? What is it here? Okay, here we go. Fingers crossed, toes crossed, and muscles stretched.
Right.
Okay, I think I got her. Okay, here we go. Let's see. Hi, do we have Miss Tawanda online?
I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning, Miss.
Good morning.
I'm joining the show with Miss Ashley Johnson with Ashley's Fitness Party. She was just expounding on how to contact her with her contact information and to receive text alerts. Not sure if you heard it or not.
Okay. I did. I didn't hear that. Okay.
Okay, so I can, Miss Ashley, if you want to tell her one more time, or I can tell her, and then we can move on to the question.
Yeah, I'd be happy to tell you, and thank you for calling in, Ms. Tawanda. The way that you can reach me, if you want to get text alerts, you can actually text the word Sazzy, that's S as in Sam, A-Z-Z-Y, to the number 77948.
Got it.
So that's
awesome.
77948.
Okay.
If you text that, you'll be opted in automatically to receive all text alerts regarding my dance classes and my fitness classes, and those are in person and virtual. And then the other form of information would be to actually join my newsletter by visiting my website, ashleysfitnessparty.com.
Okay. And mm-hmm. Oh, it's not time for the questions yet. I'm sorry.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yep. It is.
Oh, it's time? Okay, good. So let me ask you, so do you teach, like, what is it, pole dancing?
Oh. You know what? I've taken a class, but I've never taught. It's very hard. It's very athletic. You gotta have a lot of upper body strength. And it is fun. But, no, I do not teach those classes. You know, I recommend taking all types of classes. I always recommend people to just take a sampler platter of all different types of classes and find your thing, you know, find what works for you, you know. But I do teach hip-hop classes. I teach a jazz class that is like a low impact called Sazzy. And I teach fitness classes, so kickboxing and weight training.
Gotcha. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so do you do parties online, online parties?
I haven't done any online parties. I have done in-person parties. I know since COVID-19, everything has gone virtual.
Mm-hmm.
I still do personal training virtually, and I still do, you know, teach dance is virtually, but I don't see myself going virtual with a party or an event because the experience just would not be the same. And it's the energy that you bounce back and forth off of people that make a party a party. And I just have not gotten to the point where I feel like that's going to work for me.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I could see that because, you know, if you're online, you're busy doing the exercise routine, you know, or the dance routine, and everybody's partying. Some people are listening, but you might not grab the attention of everybody and be fully engaged. I can see that. Well, Miss we gotta get rid of COVID-19 before we can reach out and touch everybody. Though that's it's gonna come around.
Yeah, I like to cut up in classes. I like to run around and give high fives and dance with people. And, you know, I'm social. I'm a very social person. I like to cut up. So, you know, I need to be back in my group classes again. I miss it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got a question.
Here's a question for you, Ms. Ashley. What do you think is harder, in your opinion, squats or push-ups?
What's harder for me?
No, that's, well, yeah, I guess for you, that's not fair to say you're the instructor. In general, let me re-question this. What is harder, squats or push-ups, according to your students?
Push-ups would have to be, I would say push-ups because it's more full body. When you're doing push-ups, you're using upper and lower body and abs because you have to use the core to keep your back straight. You have to use your arm. All your weight, upper body weight, is rested over top of your wrists and shoulders, and then you're holding up your lower body on your toes. So the push-ups are definitely going to be harder. Squats is just lower body, but squats actually is the number one exercise for lower body strength and lower body muscles. So, but push-ups, definitely harder.
Well, let me tell you, the last time I did a squat, I think I got 3 of them in and squatted right on the floor. I don't have that leg stuff going on anymore, and I got to build that back up. And I know a lot of women my age, well, everybody's getting healthy now, but a lot of us laggers, let me put it this way, find that the muscles we haven't used in years, they don't really wake up as fast as they used to, and they really, really hurt after a workout. So from working out like consistently 3 or 4 times a week, at least for me anyway, after a day I'm sore, so I can't get back into it the next day because I'm too sore.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where your classes come in, teach my muscles how to remember to wake up.
Yeah, and you can also try some wall squats, you know, put your back up against the wall and drop down into a squat position and just hold it for about 30 seconds and then stand back up and do it again, you know. That way you're getting support, but you're also, you know, working those same muscles.
Okay, Ms. Ashley, I have a text caller who's asking me if you provide meal plans.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I do provide meal plans on their own. They're $25 a month to enroll in weekly meal plans, so you would get 4 meal plans a month. My meal plans are low-calorie meal plans, but I base it on the structure that if you follow my meal plan, that you should be losing between 1 to 2 pounds a week, as long as you, and my meal plans come with instructions and information that you need to understand why that is and why I chose the certain meal plans. I also have vegetarian and gluten-free options as well.
Very nice. Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. So with the membership fee, the person gets the meal plan and the instructions and information on the reason why you pick the food. So say someone has certain ailments and they want you to do their meal plan and an exercise routine. Does all of that come within the package of your meal plan, or is it just the meal plan? Or do you have a package, a full package?
Oh, yes. My full package is the workouts, minimum 2 times a week, workout with me. You're also going to get weekly meal plans in that package and weekly accountability goals in that package. So everything is all included. My package is the best way to book me for the full service package is actually on Thumbtack. Most people have heard of Thumbtack by now, but I get a lot of my personal training bookings on Thumbtack. If you just look up Ashley's Fitness Party, and you can book the whole package right there. If you want the fastest way to, you know, book a full package, but so it is all inclusive. The reason I do that is because my specialty is weight loss. And I found that full service packages are better for weight loss when you're helping the person eat right, when you're helping the person think right, when you're helping the person work out right. If you do all three of those the right way, it's guaranteed weight loss. I have not had a client yet that hasn't lost inches or weight, you know, within the first 60 days of being with me. And it's because of the way that I structure my program. The weekly meal plans help them know how to shop, how much to eat, what servings, how many servings they're getting per meal, and how many calories they're getting in those servings. Also, the accountability goals help the person think right. So I'm sending them weekly thoughts, you know, about stress, about emotional eating, about just different things that help people shift themselves mentally into the right space to actually lose weight and be on a weight loss journey.
That would be me. I've had a family relative try the WW and ordered all the food and ate it within a week. So that meal plan didn't work too well for her.
Yeah. And you know what? Having a coach, having a personal training coach, not just a personal trainer that just throws you into a workout and is just cycling you like you're on a factory belt or something, and they got a million clients and they really don't ever pay attention to you or know what's going on with you until you show up to their session. I'm not that type of trainer. I'm very in tune with my clients. My clients have complete access to me. They text me sometimes in the morning, sometimes at night with questions. I'm always in tune with how they're doing that week, how they're feeling, how their energy is, how their body is feeling, if they're feeling healthy. So I'm a very in tune trainer because I feel like the best results come from actual coaches, like someone who's really in the trenches with you. So that I think that's a very important thing. You can order all the food you want, you know, from any of these different meal plan places, but if you don't have a coach helping you through the process, like you said, you could eat all that food in a week and then it's over. and that's no good. That's no good.
Or at least a focused mental resolve to stay the course. I know
exactly.
If you don't have that, you're going to really fall off. That would be me. I'm short attention span girl over here. Now,
and then also you got to have the workouts as well, that to pair that with the food.
So what next title are you looking for? Because all of that, you really do sound like a fitness MD. And I don't know if that's even a title or not, but I like the idea of the well-rounded plan, the interest. You know, I like that. I actually used to go to a yoga class, and the class was very big, and the instructor didn't know everyone personally. And it got a little frustrating because trying to ask her questions and things, I could never get to her.
Right.
So I like that approach, that you are very personable with your clients.
Yeah. And I've had long-term clients. My clients stick with me for years. And that's a big part of the reason why, you know. I'm actually in their life. They're not just a number for me, so.
Right. I like that, Ashley. Well, Miss Ashley, the caller that we had, she had to run. So I'm looking over now, looking for text questions. And I have...
Okay.
Okay, let me see, she asked that already, about the children's program. Okay, I have a caller that is asking, do you do private parties? Say someone in, let's say Arizona, is having a private party of, say, 20 for a weekend, and they want a person to come and meal prep and exercise and all that. Would you consider something like that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I have done events of all types. I've done family reunions. I've done fundraisers for chronic diseases. I've done sorority parties. I've done all kinds of things. Yes, I've traveled out of state for different events and different parties. So, I have that type of flexibility, and I will do things like that. You know, if I'm going to book myself for an event of that magnitude, you know, there's just different ways that I would approach planning or putting together the whole schedule of events and how everything would roll out. But yeah, I'm definitely flexible for all different types of events.
Yeah, that was a question, and you just answered it for me. So thank you. How do you prepare, you know, for your events? I'm sure there's a lot of planning going into what you do. And Ms. Ashley, we thank you for all your hard work and your dedication. You keep doing the damn thing, girl, and I will keep blowing up here in the treasure room. We here at Ali's Treasures want to thank you for sharing your time and your expertise with us this morning. I know you have a busy day, so, you know, we hope that you come back and talk with us again, maybe, you know, about some events you might have coming up. We can shout that out for you at any time. But it has been my great pleasure to have you here, and we welcome you back.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me on the show, Miss Alicia. It's been a pleasure. It's been a blessing. And to all the listeners out there and all the audience, you know, I would just like to say thank you for taking the time to listen to me. Thank you for taking the time to listen to Alicia's show, which is great. You know, you're doing great things in the Black community, and we appreciate you. And, I look forward to speaking with you again sometime.
Yes, definitely. Because definitely it's our community that kind of gets lackadaisical on things that are healthy for us. And with your jazzy upbeat routines, you know, the boy gets you out there in the neighborhood, girl, we're going to have you in the park somewhere, down College Park somewhere.
Yeah, amen.
I call that into fruition. I receive that for you.
Yes, I receive it and I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I can't wait either, Miss Ashley. Well, thanks again for joining the Treasure Box. And we will have you on again. And I will be contacting you later because I need to renew my membership.
Okay.
It's the new year,
awesome.
So it's time to renew.
Wonderful. I look forward to hearing from you about that then.
Thank you, Ms. Ashton. And then do follow me on my Facebook page because I'm going to be shouting you out a lot.
I will do that. I'm going to do it right today.
Okay. Be blessed. Stay safe and don't take no wooden nickels. And if nothing else, if you can't be a blessing to someone on purpose, just hush. Shh. Don't even say nothing. Just keep it moving. So that's
Thank
all we have
so
today
much.
For the Treasure Room. Again, I'm your host, Aunt Lee, and we have Miss Ashley Johnson from Ashley's Fitness Party. Thank you very much, Ms. Ashley, and you have a great day.
Thank you for having me. You have a great day as well. Bye-bye.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye. Wow, that was exciting, and I'm so glad to have Ashley on. She's actually really a ball of fire, and I look forward to continuing on with my exercise routines with her because she really works that booty. If you're ready for the summer or you're not ready for the summer, it is just February 24th. So give Ashley a shout out, hit her up on a text message, go to her webpage, get your routine together now, ladies and gents, because summer's coming and don't nobody want to see no saggy body on the beach. So snatch yourself together with Ashley's Fitness Party and let's see you this summer. Have a good night, everyone. Ciao for now.